This podcast contains explicit material. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this mini text episode of The Joy of Text, a monthly podcast about Judaism and sexuality. I'm here with Dr. Batsheva Marcus, founder and clinical director of Mays Women's Health, and with Rabbi Dov Linzer, Rosh Yeshiva and president of Yeshivat Chovevei Torah.
We're okay. So happy to be here. We love these mini text episodes.
All right.
All the work is on Dove.
No, not at all. It's all your feedback. So this episode, I believe, is going to be airing right around Yom Kippur. And I wanted to do a text that I think a lot of us know. And this is from a Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Ta'anit. And I'll read it mostly in English. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, "There were no days of joy in Israel greater than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur." So I think people know about Tu B'Av, but they might often forget that Yom Kippur is included here as well. "On these days, the daughters of Jerusalem would go out in borrowed white garments in order not to shame anyone who had none, so everybody would be dressed the same way. And then the daughters of Jerusalem would come out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? Young man, lift up your eyes and see what you choose for yourself. Do not set your eyes on beauty, but set your eyes on family." And then, "Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi, isha yirat Hashem hiti talal." It's interesting linking with fearing God and family. And it further says, "Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates." So that's what we have in the Mishnah. And the Gemara has on Ta'anit 31a a braita that elaborates a little bit. Not everybody said, "Don't look at beauty." So here's what the Gemara says. "Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Yifei fifot shebehen, the beautiful ones, mahayomert, what would they say? Tanu einechem liyofi, look at beauty. She'ein isha el liyofi, because man chooses a woman because of her beauty. Miyuchasot shebehen mahayomert, what would the ones from a good family say? Tanu einechem lemishpacha, no, look at the family. Lifi she'ein isha el libanim, because you're marrying for children and you want your children to be of good lineage. Mechuarot shebehen mahayomert, how about the ugly ones, less attractive ones, what would they say? Techu mikchem l'shum shamayim, do it for the sake of heaven. Ubavashe teatrenu b'zehuvim, just buy us nice jewelry." Then the Gemara goes on, actually. Maybe I'll just read this. You can decide if this is related. Said Ula Biran, the name of Rabbi Elezer, because we talked about dancing in a circle. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot mechol tzedikim will do a circle dance for the righteous. V'hu yoshev b'neim, he will be in the center, b'gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden, v'kol echad v'echad mara be'etzba'o, since everybody will be able to point directly at God. Shenemar v'amar b'yomahu inei alokim, so interesting linking of circle dancing, God in the center. So there's a lot to comment on this. First of all, I cannot first resist, though, saying the famous line that the Brisker Rav said, because he was asked, you know, he said, look, it says the beautiful ones said, look at beauty. The ones from a good family said, look at a good family. He said, what would the ones who are both beautiful and from a good family say? So he said, they were already married.
So, okay.
I think what I'm also curious in terms of any general feedback you might have about this is that it happens on Yom Kippur, you know, and we've been discussing the type of guilt that can surround sexual issues on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and here you have something which can be, you know, really...
Can you just clarify something? Didn't this happen on Tu B'Av?
No, so that's what I said. We forget that. The Mishnah says Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur.
Okay.
This would actually happen on Yom Kippur.
The things you learn on this podcast.
Yeah. So, at what point in the day would this happen?
This was during the break.
I was going to say, this is the speech and the appeal.
Right, so I guess I'd like to hear your thoughts about what does that do to your thinking about Yom Kippur, and what does it do to our thinking about all those issues around, you know, sexual feelings and how that leads to guilt, and hear something like this is happening on Yom Kippur.
So I'm going to start by saying something interesting, which is, and this may sound very Pollyanna-ish, but I love Yom Kippur. I didn't always. I used to hate Yom Kippur. I maybe had to do shame and guilt. Also had to do with where I was davening, and now I daven in a place where the music is so beautiful and inspiring, and I feel like I'm part of a choir, and it's just amazing, and I love Yom Kippur. It's become really a special, happy day for me. But I also have given a lot of thought often to the communal days and how often girls and boys meet each other. They meet each other at shul. I used to think about rallies. You know, I used to go to the let the Jews leave Russia rallies, which, you know, Sarah's way too young to remember, but I used to go to them, and we loved those rallies. They were really important. It was important for us to be there, and they were great social scenes. and I feel like that's true about Shul also, and that and there's something very I have to say, like, with all my criticism of the Orthodox community, one of the nice things is it's a community where people meet each other, and sometimes it's a kind of a nice natural way to meet each other.
My husband and I did meet in shul, so yeah, so we are
on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur.
Not like a little bit before that.
Okay. We have somebody from Chovei who met, I think, his bride to be on a pre-Rosh Hashanah Slichos concert.
Okay, oh, wow. Sort of the same idea. I mean, I have to say what jumps out at me about these texts is sort of, I have a little mixed feelings, but there's a little bit of, it feels like female empowerment here going on. Now, on the one hand, the women are a little bit being objectified,
yes.
right? They're out dancing and the guys are watching. But there is something about the women's kind of taking control of their destiny, sharing clothes, being supportive of each other and not competitive of each other, being, you know, out there saying, like, look at me, here I am.
Right.
That's right.
But I'm still playing into the patriarchal norms.
Yeah, exactly. Sarah's having a little bit of a skeptical face.
So it's either about beauty or about kids. It's not about wonderful personality.
Right. I mean, I think it is a little bit interesting that in this moment of empowerment, the women are sort of being reduced to these very basic qualities, like either you look good or you're from a good family.
Or you have good jewelry. Forget the
right.
Good jewelry, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because every woman wants nice jewelry, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So that part is not my favorite, but I do agree that there is something really interesting about this. Like, because I feel like for most of the year and most of our messages about dating kind of like sort of tend to emphasize women being a little bit more passive and being like snoot and
right. not seen.
Not seen. And I feel like this is a really interesting instance of sort of breaking out of that mold, going wearing white, dancing around sort of for the explicit purpose of attracting male attention, which mm-hmm. I think is really interesting.
Which is also ironic because in the frumer weddings where a mechitza is put up, where that nobody should, God forbid, see the women
right.
dancing, and that kills me. Honestly, it sort of kills me because I feel like talk about good places for single men and single women to meet each other.
Right.
It's weddings, and you know it seems a little counterintuitive. And I have the Gemara backing me up now.
Yeah, and I want to go back also to the Yom Kippur part because you know we say this line in the Vidu I mentioned, Ve'idat Znut, gather. Of licentiousness, you know, and I know, you know, when I was a teenager and, you know, any type of a mixture like this that would evoke certain feelings, that was seen as sinful,
right.
You know, even if it was innocent, even if it was ultimate, you know, something here,
yes.
It's about getting married. Oh, no, it's about men and women together. It's sinful. And here, you know, you're doing it on Yom Kippur. I actually also wonder, you know, because with the God aspect, you know, Yom Kippur is the day when we get the second tablets. And in, you know, rabbinic sort of literature, it's the day of sort of almost of the wedding of God and, you know, the children of Israel that happens on Yom Kippur. And here it also ends with a story of God in the center and everybody dancing around God. I don't know if that does anything for you.
No, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful analogy. I mean, or a reading. I just think... Right. I think in the end, what do we have to remember? That, and I feel like that's so central to this whole podcast, this idea that sex and relationships are really at the core, mm-hmm. at the core of our relationship to each other, our relationship to God.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Gmar Chatzimah Tova to everyone.
Gmar Chatzimah Tova. Okay. Pull out your white.
This episode of The Joy of Text was recorded by Mike Kelly, produced and edited by Max Hollander, and is a project of the Lindenbaum Center at YCT. If you have questions or comments you'd like to share with us, you can do so anonymously at www.thejoyoftext.org. The Joy of Text is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, or any podcast app. If you like what you hear, show your support for us by giving us a 5-star rating and stay up to date with our latest episodes and live events by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Gmar Chatzimah Tovah!